This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider.
I keep loving you. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I worked out for about an hour yesterday. And, it was good. I don't understand. My butt is still big. I have not gone down a size in my pants since 2009. So I can't celebrate. But you all might be able to celebrate because we're being told that if you do a good workout, let's say on a Friday, you might be able to take a couple days off. Because that effect of exercise will boost your metabolism for at least 2 days. I would use this study, you know, with a grain of salt. Caution you, please. But for those of us that think, oh, you know what? I can't work out every day. I can only work out a couple days a week. That's got to be enough. Do it. It may be enough. Do it. I mean, we'll take anything. So this comes from the University of Texas. And this is, I love Texans. Love Texans. University of Texas Southwestern researchers found exercising semi-intensely just once can reap benefits for that last 4 days. Tests on mice show their metabolism was boosted for 48 hours, meaning a gym session on Friday could allow you to indulge for an entire weekend. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that at all. But, you know, I'll let the article do whatever. So, a person's metabolism sets the rate on which you can burn calories. And as we know, that exercise can increase metabolism. If you have increased metabolism, you can lose weight. So, the researchers analyzed the effect of exercise on two types of brain networks that make up the melanocortin brain circuit found in both mice and humans. Did you guys know you had a melanocortin brain circuit? I did because I'm a doctor. No, I didn't. I just, this is news to me too. Okay, one of the networks, POMC, is associated with reduced appetite, lower blood sugar levels, and greater calorie burning. I would like that network, please. I'd really like that network. I mean, I'm with the GCN network right now. But if I'm ever offered a new network that allows me to reduce my appetite, this is all on Daniel, my engineer right now. Honestly, this is Daniel's fault. Daniel, how come the GCN network doesn't allow me to, you know, have greater calorie burning? While the other, here's another circuit, the NPYAGRP, better known as Napuka Angarp, makes people hungrier and lowers their metabolism. That's according to researchers led by Dr. Kevin Williams. Okay, so what Amazon site do I need to click on to get the better network? The rodents' brain circuit activity was monitored. Yeah, so this was a mice. It's not a study done in humans, but they said, oh, we could extrapolate to humans. All right. The rodents' brain circuit activity was monitored after they completed varying training regimens. Range from none to 1, 5, and 10 days of exercise. Research published in the journal Molecular Metabolism showed that just a single bout of exercise boosted the activity of POMC while inhibiting NPYAGRP. Yeah, I'm just as lost. They say this caused the animals to have a reduced appetite for up to 6 hours, as well as burning calories quicker. So what was a single bout of exercise? 20 minutes on a treadmill. So they say this result may explain at the neural circuit level why many people don't feel hungry immediately after exercise. And they say the effects will last longer than your training period. So this is, I guess, the first time Milana Court and Brain Circuit has been linked to exercise, which is my excuse for not knowing what the hell it was prior to this article. Honestly, what do you guys expect? Okay? I'm not some Harvard New England Journal of Medicine toting Journal of the American Medical Association reciting doctor. If you're disappointed, change the station. They say the researchers, they say the longer term effects of exercise are, look, I'm just here. What am I here for? I'm just here to read the stuff to you and give you my opinion. Now, you wonder what my opinion is on this? I tell you what my opinion is, okay? I think we're missing something big, and this is just me. When you exercise mice, it's different. Mice aren't exercising like we do, going, okay, we'll do a workout, we're going to look good in our Spanx, or not Spanx, our spandex, we're going to have some music, we're going to. I think there's a big difference between forcing somebody to exercise and run for their life than, all right, I'm going to do a workout. Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing? Like, if I'm doing a workout, it's kind of relaxed, and yeah, I'm pushing myself and whatever. Yeah, I could maybe increase some muscle mass or whatever, but I don't seem to lose the weight as I do on days where I'm, like, running around work for my life, not having a chance to eat, stressed beyond, you know, belief. And so I don't think we can accurately compare sticking a mouse on a treadmill to, you know, what really makes our metabolism tick. And, you know, somebody touched upon this in a study, and they didn't really say what needed to be said. They were saying, you know, when you do a workout, you got to, you know, if you're middle-aged, you got to work out like you're 20. You know, because remember when we were in our 20s, we really worked out really hard. I hit the gym. I hit Gold's Gym really hard, right? And I picked Gold's Gym because it wasn't a meat market. You know, the girls weren't all dressed up showing off their, you know, bodies. It was, you know, people that were kind of just hardcore. I'm here to work out. Leave me alone. Never got hit on. It was, well, yeah, like that's the reason why I didn't get hit on. I got hit on because, you know, I looked like a dork. No makeup. But that's okay. I didn't go there to be hit on. I went there because I wanted to exercise. I was like, you know, I'm here to, you know, pump some iron. Yeah. But my concern is that if you really want to exercise, it's got to hurt a little bit. Although I don't want you hurting yourself. You guys dig what I'm saying? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, so I caught a headline saying most patients lie to their doctors. Now, I would say, duh. I mean, I don't know why they had to do a big research study on that. But, you know, I get it. And so people want to study why patients lie to their doctors. Now, if you do lie to your doctor, that can mean real bad things for you. Not because we get mad at you, you know, and we whoop your butts, but because if you leave something out or you give us wrong information, you could have a drug-drug interaction. You could have a serious side effect. So this study was published on November 30th in JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association Network Open. And they say that many patients intentionally withhold information from clinicians. Andrea Germankin-Levy, PhD from Middlesex Community College in Middletown, Connecticut, and colleagues, they recruited two national samples called Amazon's Mechanical Turk, which had 2,096 respondents, and Survey Sampling International, which had 3,000 respondents. Hold on, drop my mouse. I don't know why I keep dropping my mouse. I need that to stick to my hand. And the reason why that's important is because many people are like, okay, well, where did the information come from? So the authors examined the frequency of patients failing to disclose to clinicians information relevant to their care. So they basically looked at about 5,000 respondents, and they found that 81% of the MTurk and 61.4% of the SSI participants avoided disclosing at least one type of information. I mean, they lied. The most common occurrences were disagreeing with the clinician's recommendation, not understanding the clinician's instructions, not wanting to be judged or lectured, not wanting to hear how harmful the behavior is, and being embarrassed. Those are the most commonly reported reasons for lying. In both samples, the likelihood of reporting withholding information was increased if you were a girl, if you were younger, and if you self-rated your health worse. So if patients are withholding information from clinicians as frequently as this research suggests, the clinicians are routinely not receiving the information that they need to provide high-quality care to the patients. Duh. Okay. So what does this mean for you? Well, I've lied to doctors. I'll admit it. I got to go back to my doctor next week. And the nurse is going to ask my weight. Personally, I don't think the weight is really relevant to what the doctor's visit is about. As a clinician, oh, it's very relevant. It's very relevant. You know, she wants to know how the hormones are doing and all that. But I just don't feel like talking about the weight next week. So I already have my set lie ready to go. I just did. So I'm going to lie about that. Now, hopefully that doesn't cause any life or death sequelae down the road. But where a lot of you guys lie is, you know, all right, so, you know, you're here as a new patient. That's great. You know, you're looking at, you know, getting some blood work done for work. Okay. You know, do you do any, you smoke? No. Do you drink alcohol? No. Do you do any drugs? No. Yet you just did some blow the weekend before. Or you just, you know, did shots. That's not good. So I was going to have surgery. This was going to be my very first surgery in the late 90s. I had to have a cyst removed on my ovary. It was called a teratoma. And teratomas come from a lineage, a cell lineage, very similar to hair and nails. And so mine actually had a little tuft of hair in it. It was really, really cute. You know, the color of my hair, you know, when I was a little girl, it was like a strawberry blonde, light brown. Little cute little, I wish she kept it. Some of these things can have teeth. Mine didn't have teeth. But, you know, you hear of these tumors where there's teeth and stuff. You know, it's because of the cell lineage it comes from. So I had this tumor, and they had to make sure it wasn't cancerous, et cetera. And it was on my ovary, and it was going to be my very, very first surgery. Well, I was scared. You know, I was a medical student, or I was a resident. I was still in training, and I was like, you know what, I've never been put under. I was really, really scared. And then, you know, my husband and my friends came over, and they're like, well, look, why don't we, you know, pour yourself a little drink. You know, we're going to eat. We're going to have some fun. You know, and again, so I had a little drink. Well, then the anesthesiologist calls, and the anesthesiologist calls to check on me. And she's like, hi, I just want to see how you're doing. And I was like, oh, my gosh, did I just ruin the possibility of having surgery? But I really want to have surgery. I really want to have surgery. And I decided to tell her, you know, I had a small glass. Oh, she's like, oh, that's fine. I was like, oh, thank the Lord. Now, that's not fine now, okay? Still, I don't want you guys drinking the night before surgery. But I almost withheld it. But then I was like, I don't want to withhold it because she's about to put me under. My life is going to be at her hands. This is the woman that is going to be in control of my airway and my brain function. You know, I am scared. So, yeah, I'm going to tell her what I need to. But a lot of you lie. A lot of you lie about STDs. A lot of you lie about, sexual partners. Now, you know, why? Why all the lying? Well, okay, yeah, maybe you're embarrassed. You know, maybe, you know, it's, you don't want to be judged or lectured. But I wish this study had the answer. You don't want it in a computer for life. Because patients would tell me, and my listeners, that, you know, their record is permanent. And they don't want something typed in there that they're going to regret. So we're looking at going to the doctor differently. You know, I was on KBC radio yesterday with Doug McIntyre in the morning and Leanne Tweeden, and, you know, he was bringing up how in doctor's offices, many doctors don't even look at you because they're sitting there typing on their iPad. Which, by the way, he had brought that up on, you know, what's the cleaning mechanism for it? You know, any doctor that's typing on something and touching you and then touching another patient, et cetera, even though they wash their hands, hopefully somebody is cleaning off the tablet or the computer, et cetera. That's pretty important. But patients spend more time seeing the doctor's eyes on the computer than seeing the doctor's eyes on them. That's completely different from how we imagined medicine and had medicine when we were little. Would go to the doctor. I remember there being a chart, but the doctor would be there talking to me. Then it jotted some notes down, and you're like, well, whatever he did with notes, nobody could read his writing anyway. Who cares? That's not the case. It's like somebody is dictating and documenting everything. Now, we have to as doctors. Otherwise, we get sued, you know, and people will sue. And we're like, nope, here's the documentation. But when you go to the doctor and you're like, oh, yes, well, you know, so, you know, I'm a little worried because I have some vaginal discharge. And okay. And the vaginal discharge kind of has an odor to it. Okay. And, well, you know, I had a fling last weekend. And was with, you know, somebody other than my husband. You see what I mean? Who wants that experience at a medical doctor's office? Who was this fling with? His name was Rob. R-O-B? Yes, Rob. And did you use a condom? No, we didn't use a condom. And how many times did you have sex? Two. Were you drinking alcohol? Yes. Were you doing any drugs? Yes. What kind of drugs were you doing? Well, we did a couple lines of cocaine. And then we also, did some, acid. Acid. I mean, you know, who wants to go to the doctor and have that experience? So, yeah, people are going to minimize. They're going to be quiet. I mean, look at what happened with guns. You know, people were worried that, you know, anti-gun government leaders were going to take control of the country, find out who had a gun, and then take it away. So when people were being interviewed by the pediatrician, you know, okay, so, you know, does, you know, your child is, you know, wearing a car seat, child wears seatbelt, helmet with bicycle, yes. Do you have any guns in the house? Yeah, we have guns. What kind? People don't want that inputted into a record. And then, unfortunately, that's why people hide stuff. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News.
The best father a son or daughter could have. And in her grief, by the smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Former President George W. Bush concluding the eulogy for his late father, George H.W. Bush. Presidential historian John Meacham also honored the life and legacy of former President George H.W. Bush.
George Herbert Walker Bush was America's last great soldier statesman, a 20th century founding father.
Our 41st president will now be flown back to Houston. A ceremony will be held tomorrow at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum located at Texas A&M University. And although the first week of winter is a few weeks away, parts of every state will see temperatures below freezing either today or tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe
we'll flush your cheeks.
Or maybe
DOCDALI. So somebody on Facebook had written me about things kids say, and she wanted to know if I could translate what a couple terms were, like FOMO and GOAT. Now, I know GOAT because GOAT is the greatest of all time, and Tom Brady has been called the GOAT, right? And I work a lot with the younger crowd. I kind of hate to say that because I sound, you know, old, but a lot of the young ones, whether they're millennials or not, they still use a lot of terms we did. Like, I had to group text a bunch of students because we're doing a research project, and the student answered, dope. Okay, dope, that's... that either he's making fun of me because I'm older, But dope is something we used to say in the 90s. Oh, man, that's dope. You know, like, that's great. So really, they're saying that. One of them forgot to go to the meeting. And so the student wrote, Wayab. W-Y-A-B. Wayab. And I use B a lot. I'm like, you know, Wayab, you know. You don't even, like, I tell my cats, you know, you're not even supposed to be. And then you actually turn around and be. Yeah, I like yellow cats. So be. So, I mean, these are some things that I don't think they're generation specific. But here's the thing, you know, for those of you guys that have kids or grandkids or whatever, and you kind of want to know if they're, you want to kind of understand what they're saying, let me decode some of it for you, okay? So there's an infographic that, I believe it comes from netsanity.net. It's really, really cool. And they kind of break down slang that's fun and harmless, but slang terms that we may need to keep an eye on. And so I thought that was really helpful. Hold on, let me take a swig. All right, let's get down to business. So let's just kind of review. And you guys will probably be like, okay, and I know these words, that's good. But for some of you, it's like, okay, so now I understand what they're talking about. Like, somebody will say, you know, man, that's clutch, or that's lit. And you're like, lit? What are you talking about? So, let's do this. So, bruh. Bruh, or bruh, as you know, bro, okay? Hawaii will go brah, be like BR, you know? I don't know how they spell it. But usually that's a nickname for bro. So, like, yeah, my bruh, or my bruh, bruh. Okay, bro, that's easy. Fam, you're my fam. Closest friends. That's kind of easy. Family, got that. Goat, greatest of all time. So if they go to a movie and they go, it's goat, you're like, goat, greatest of all time. TBH. I see this all the time from my students. TBH, I don't know if that's going to work for the test. TBH, well, that's to be honest. EOM, end of month. Yeah, the young ones these days, they are really into acronyms. You know, and abbreviations and things like that. Now, lit. I get this all the time. Man, Dr. Wax, it's lit. That lecture was lit. And I was like, really? Thank God they're saying something good. It means it's cool or awesome. And I'm like, yeah, I am lit. They're like, no, no. I lit it up. No, Dr. Wax, you didn't. No, no. Just never mind. Then, sometimes the students will say, man, I'm weak. You're weak? No, you're not. Why? You know, do you need a CBC run? Are you worried about anemia? No. I'm weak is short for that was funny. Meaning like you're weak with laughter. Okay? Hundo P, if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm Hundo P. That's short for 100% certain. Not Hundo P, those pants are too tight. Hundo P, 100% certain. Gucci. Gucci, oh man, that's totally Gucci. Or that is Gucci. Gucci means something good or something cool. FOMO is fear of missing out. FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. And squad, term for their friend group. So I'm a part of a couple squads, you got your squad, I get that. Boots, that's a very way to say very or a lot. It's added after the verb or adjective. So you could say funny boots. Not that the boots were funny, but that was like very funny. If you're woke, you'll hear that term, I'm woke. That means you're aware of social issues, like you're awake. That's savage. Savage is another way for saying cool. I know, I need to quiz you guys on this. Okay, so, now, sometimes your kids are going to come home and go, Mom, Dad, I'm going out. Like, where are you going out? Who are you going out with? Oh, bae. Oh, well, tell bae I said hi. Bae is a short term for baby. Okay, it's like a term of endearment for a significant other. Sometimes your child will say, oh, man, I'm ghosting them, or ghost. And you're like, well, what does that mean? It means you're ignoring somebody on purpose. Some of your kids may have a ship. You're like, really? You have a ship? Well, why am I supporting you in this house? Go live on the ship. No. A ship means relationship. Some of your kids may tell you to go sip tea. My kid did that. Mom, why don't you sip tea? Oh, well, I don't like tea. He was telling me to mind my own business. If something is straight fire, like I'll post something, they're like, man, that was straight fire. That was something that's hot or trendy. Throwing shade is giving somebody a nasty look or, you know, saying something unpleasant about them. I throw shade all the time. Skirt, you might tell somebody to go skirt. That's to go away or leave. Somebody may be salty. That's like being bitter about something or someone. Gosh, he was really salty about that. Low-key, keep this low-key, we know. Curve, man, I was curved, or they threw me a curve. That's to reject someone romantically. So now, these are certain slang terms. There's going to be a lot of slang coming out. They say, like, T-H-I-C-C. T-H-I-C-C means looking good in your skin, no matter your size or shape. Thick. Fire is something really good or cool. AF is as the F word. So, like, you know, man, I do not want to go to this meeting. AF, you're going to hear AF a lot. Basic, you know, not trendy. Dank, something really good. That is dank. Left me on read. When on Snapchat, someone opens your snap and doesn't snap back. OC means open crib, meaning no parents will be home. So, oh, yeah, come over. It's OC. You're thinking, OC, is that like, you know, the, you know, like Orange County? No, means open crib. Swole means somebody's buff or physically fit. Yeet. If somebody goes, yeet, that's a term for yes, like a real strong term for yes. I'm like, guys, you want to leave class early? I hear yeet. Yeet, that's what that means. OG, it's like original gangster or original. Bougie, that's like rich. Snack, what do you think snack means? It's a way to describe an attractive male or female. Turn it up, the act of getting drunk or high to the highest degree. So, obviously, these are some pretty things. You got to, though, be careful for these warning flags. So, if somebody says thirsty, I'm thirsty, that means they're desperate for something. Down in the DM is plans for an upcoming sexual hookup. If somebody says smash, that's casual sex. Netflix and chill means they're actually going to make out and have sex. NIFOC means naked in front of their computer. CU46 is acronym for CU for sex. 9 means a parent's watching. Wow. All right. 1-877 Dr. Sally. Don't go away. I'm
a walking in the rain. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dahlia's show. I know I love that song. Del Shannon. I need Christmas bumpers. I haven't set them up. And by the time I set up the Christmas bumpers, Christmas is going to be over. So I'll just have to, you know, sing, you know, Christmas songs for you, you know? Yeah. Okay, I won't do it right now. I'll wait till after you guys eat. Okay. All right, so let me see what we're doing now. Oh, a Golden Knights ad. Go Golden Knights. Vegas born, baby. Vegas born. Okay, so on this art, this has kind of been a shocking headline. New York hospitals are going to have to repay survivors who were charged up to $3,000 for forensic rape exams. They say six New York hospitals have agreed to repay sexual assault victims who were illegally charged as much as $3,000 for rape exams that should have been billed to the state or their insurers. That's according to Attorney General Barbara Underwood. Now, the hospitals, five in New York City and the other in suburban Rockland County, wrongly billed the survivors for at least 200 forensic rape exams in recent years, and had collection agencies go after some of the women who failed to pay. Now, survivors of sexual assault, according to Underwood, who's a Democrat, said they've gone through enough unfathomable trauma. To then subject them to illegal bills and collection calls are unconscionable. Now, the Attorney General's office started looking into the rape kit billing after it received a complaint that a sexual assault victim was billed seven separate times for a forensic rape exam at Brooklyn Hospital Center. What was found was a pervasive failure to advise patients of their payment options, along with widespread unlawful billing of victims, which with bills issued by the six hospitals ranging from $46 to $3,000. So a settlement with Brooklyn Hospital reached about a year ago served as a model for the ones on Thursday, and the Times Union reported that the institutions that were included were Brookdale University Hospital Medical Center, New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist Hospital in Brooklyn, St. Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx, Richmond University Medical Center in Staten Island, and Montefiore Nyack Hospital in Rockland County. Now, why so many hospitals? Well, what might have happened is the patient went in, and, you know, you have nurses and you have doctors and people write down codes, etc., and then somebody in the billing department just treated the claim just like the visit just like they would do with anybody else. Here's the office visit. Here's this. There's a code for the kit. And then if an insurance didn't pay for it, patient got billed. Or if the insurance didn't get billed and they billed the patient, whatever. And so I don't know if this was a, you know, direct, okay, we're going to screw them and we're going to purposely bill. What sounds to me is this is, you know, a medical center that deals with thousands of claims a day and so just ran them through like they would run anybody else's. That's a problem, though. So the hospitals have agreed to enact new billing policies to ensure that future sexual assault survivors aren't charged for the kits. And each hospital is now going to pay up a fine up to $15,000. So the Federal Violence Against Women Act prohibits hospitals from charging assault survivors for rape kits. New York law mandates that hospitals instead bill the state's Office of Victim Services unless the party involved decides to have the cost covered by insurance. So Columbia University Medical Center in Manhattan billed at least 24 people for rape exams between January 2016 and 2017 and sent 19 cases to collections. That is under its new policy. It won't charge the state or insurance companies. Though they change it. They go, our patients are our top priority. We are committed to providing sexual assault survivors and everyone who comes into our hospital high-quality care. So when people go, oh, man, and then they turned around and sent them to collections, again, once it goes to an outside billing company, the billing company doesn't stop and go, okay, wait a second, what was the code on this? But you see, that's what these hospitals have to do. I mean, I'm taking a look at this right now. I see why the mistakes happened. You are going to have either a computer flag, which many programs don't do, or somebody hand separate the billing. Or this will happen. My guess is this happens throughout the country. Somebody gets seen. They were seen, you know, for assault. The kits gets done. Maybe some bruises were taken care of. Maybe some cuts. Maybe they had to be given a tetanus shot. Maybe something to relax, something for pain, social services, etc. And then the ER bill, the ER super bill, goes with the other super bills of the heart attacks and the strokes, etc. What they're going to have to do is anybody that was involved in a rape be in a separate room, separate area, which most of the time they are, and then that super bill gets hand-walked to a location that then undergoes a certain... If somebody has an outside billing or it's all electronic, and it goes into the computer, there's got to be a way where a computer-generated super bill on electronic medical records. See, when I was in the ER, it was all paper, so I could hand the paper to somebody. Now, if it's all on a computer system, there's got to be a means that the computer system separates it. So under state law, the Office of Victim Services covers the cost of the forensic examiner, the facilities, the lab testing, and the pharmaceuticals. But it doesn't pay for the treatments of cuts, broken limbs, or counseling. That's where the problem is. Because some people will say, well, the hospital just should have charged when they deal with a rape victim. You could say that. The only problem is if there's trauma and a lot of other things that they have to do, they do have a right to, I mean, they, you know, you can only do so much for free. So, yes, it's unlawful, but I don't think these hospitals are doing it on purpose. So what isn't a rape kit? People ask, well, you know, when somebody is sexually assaulted, we need to, as soon as possible, get evidence. So there's bags and, you know, sheets for evidence collection. There's a comb. There's documentation forms, a lot of envelopes, instructions, materials for blood samples, swabs. And we tell people to, after you've been raped, don't take a bath, don't shower, don't use a restroom, don't change your clothes, don't comb your hair, don't clean up the area. Now, for any of us that have ever been assaulted, that's not very easy to do. You want to wash off immediately. You can't scrub yourself clean enough. And you're in shock, and you feel dirty, and it's horrible. It's so, you know, the problem we have with these cases of, you know, people getting charged and what has to happen, and mind you, the people that do, help you, they're amazing. I mean, these counselors, those who you know, initiate the rape kit and help you and go through it, they're phenomenal. But sometimes the process could take a few hours. And so when somebody is assaulted and they have to now go through the history, reenact it in their minds, then have a head-to-toe examination, then have to be examined, and have somebody touch and look at what was hurt, which is not very easy, you know? I mean, I was cut in multiple places. It was not an easy exam to go through. No, a lot of people don't want to go. I didn't, but I had to go because, you know, I couldn't stop bleeding. I had to do something. And so a few days later, I went in. But I didn't necessarily tell, I kept it to myself. I was afraid to say anything. So, you know, and that was on me. I just felt like worse things would happen to me if I would, you know, come forward. So, you know, this is, I don't know how to make the process a little easier for somebody who has this happen to. And this is why the average person that gets raped doesn't go and undergo all this. Because going to a hospital, possibly getting charged, going through a long exam, that's really hard to do in the minutes after this happens. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.